Many of us won't go to college. We want to go to business. The commercial course prepares you for business. You learn typing, bookkeeping, and other things. Some of the fellas who are planning to take the industrial course really opened their eyes at the shops we saw. The boys were glad to see the girls learning how to make those pies in homemaking class. The general course has a lot of interesting subjects in it. Some of us visited the special high school. One was a technical high school. It has wonderful laboratories. They work very carefully in that school. First, they make their blueprints. Then they build their house from them. It's a real life-size house. They learn about a lot of different things before that house is built. They not only learn how a house is built, but they learn about the metals that go into buildings. We saw them test steel rods to see how strong they were. We were startled when the steel rod snapped. There was a class called Industrial Chemistry Lab. I always thought chemistry had only to do with test tubes and beakers. I didn't know there was a lab. They were mixing colors when we were watching them. In this lab, they did things just the way they do them in factories. Then we saw something that really surprised us. You can pour metal just like water. We saw them heat metal in an electric furnace, and then they poured it into molds. When the metal cools, it takes the shape of the mold. This way, they can make metal into any shape they want. That was an exciting experience for us. Another school we visited was a school with special classes in music. You can take a complete music course there for 4 years and get a high school diploma. We heard the senior orchestra play. They were good, especially one of the girl violinists. We talked to her afterwards, and she told us that she's planning to go to a special music school after she graduates. I wouldn't mind playing the drums myself. The drummer usually has a chance to tear into some of that music. In all these schools, they really give them a workout in the gym. I found out that when you're in high school, the teachers give you help in choosing your course. These high schools seem big, but I guess you get used to them, then they seem like home. Another school we went to was for boys who wanted to go into the automobile field. I wasn't so sure that I'd like that kind of work, but some of the other fellows were very much interested in it. There was a lot of noise in this shop, but the boys weren't bothered. There were many different things to learn in the graphic art shop. Designing, and messiest and yet most satisfying of all, there was silkscreen printing. Preparing the design took a lot of skill, and Joe said you had to be mighty careful when you etched out the design. But after that, mass production was easy. They made the covers for the school magazine in that shop. Joe liked the ceramic teacher, but he found the clay pretty tough stuff to handle. There was one boy in the class, though, who was really an artist. When he was turning the potter's wheel, nothing else in the world seemed to matter. Everyone felt pretty proud of what he had made after it was glazed and fired. Even the girls in the junior high school shops seemed to like learning a little about electricity. Joe said all the boys and girls liked Martha because even though she could work with tools just as well as a lot of the boys, she never tried to show off. Most of Joe's teachers seemed to be swell. He said Mr. Palumbo, their radio teacher, had a grand sense of humor and was awfully fair. Besides, when Joe told me that the boys learned to use a sewing machine, in his school, you just have to learn everything. It's pretty important for everybody to learn to sew, I guess. My sisters can make their own clothes, and I know it saves Mom and Dad money. My sisters would like it if I went to Joe's school, where the boys have to learn to set the table, too. Girls seem to like all that fussing better than boys anyway. There was one class, though, that the boys didn't have to take, interpretive dancing. The girls liked it, though. In our elementary school, we have shops, too. Only we don't call them fancy names, and we stay longer in the same shop. My teacher told us that while the shops are important to help us choose our life work, the other classes are important, too. Like the art class. And our science classes and demonstrations. And yes, even our mathematics, English, and other classes, too. Our teacher says that the clubs we take part in, the books we read, the radio programs we hear, the television we see, and a lot of other things help us to find ourselves. I guess she's right. I learned a lot about how hard it is to take care of details when I was prop man for our dramatic club play. And I know that when I read books that tell you about different jobs, sometimes I learn about jobs that I never even knew existed.
Within the next few weeks, William and his classmates worked together in group guidance classes. They had innumerable questions about high schools. Committees were formed and sought information about high schools. Some of the things they wanted to know were, what kinds of high schools are there in our city? To which high schools can graduates of our schools go? How do we apply for admission to the high schools we choose? Where can we get all the information we need? They planned a great variety of activities, visits to libraries, to different high schools, to industry. They thought about all the various ways that they might learn about schools and jobs. Joan suggested that some of the committee make an appointment to see the principal. Joan said Mr. Scarborough was always interested in knowing what they were doing. And Joan was right. He was very glad to see them. He showed them copies of the Directory of Public High Schools of New York. He told them that in a few days, he would visit their class and spend some time talking over high schools with them. He said everybody in the class would get a copy of the booklet. The boys and girls found out that there are 85 public high schools in our city and 91 junior high schools. The boys and girls appreciated that they were faced with important decisions. They realize that choosing a high school and a course affects their future. Each person must make his own decision, and he can't be led by what his friends are doing. Right after they had received copies of the directories, they began to count the different courses given in the high schools. But there were so many that they soon gave that up. Many of the schools give the courses needed for college entrance. Some subjects, such as English and history, are taught in all high schools. In vocational high schools, there are classes in beauty culture, barbering, building trades, machine shop, printing, needle trades, food trades, auto mechanics, woodworking, electrical work, stenography, typewriting, bookkeeping, and many other subjects. Another committee reported on the official directions for enrolling in high school. They learned that they had until April to file applications, and that a change of mind was possible any time before graduation. Pauline emphasized that all would choose wisely.
So, after months of personal and group investigation on this, and well-defined plans on the part of the school, each pupil made his high school choice. There was William. His decision was to go to the neighborhood high school and take the academic course. William, his mother, the teacher, and the principal talked it over together. Like many of his classmates, William hasn't fully decided on his life work, but thinks he'll probably go to college. He hopes he'll make up his mind soon. In this, he will have the help of his high school teachers and the guidance staff of the school. William has made a major decision regarding his future, the first that he will have to make. He has thought carefully. He has had help. He has learned much about making decisions. There was cousin Joe, whose mind was all made up. Joe was lucky because he not only knew what he wanted, but he'd prepared himself thoroughly. Joe had worried about the entrance exam, just as a lot of the boys had. But he found the questions were very similar to those he had had in his own school. One or two of them gave him a little trouble, but Joe's parents soon got news that made Joe and his family very happy. He had been admitted to the school of his choice. Then there was Joan, an all-around girl if there ever was one. Joan did most things well. As her committee visited the various high school classes, Joan could easily picture herself working in almost every one of them. The mysteries of the business machines fascinated her, as did the skills of the trained stenographer. The special school for music appealed to her creative abilities. The ideals of service to others attracted her to a career in nursing. Science seemed exciting too, and she knew that women were needed in science. All this made Joan's decision a difficult one. In the assembly periods, Joan and her classmates learned still more about various occupations. These assembly periods opened up many new and different occupations. Guest speakers from the business and industrial world told about their work. The students presented many programs of their own, in which they show different people at work, the things they did, the satisfactions they found in their jobs. Joan received help in a variety of ways toward reaching her decision. She learned about the opportunities for employment in various occupations. She was given aptitude tests, which helped her understand her own abilities better. Joan also learned a lot about her own interests by answering many questions about the things she likes to do. She took advantage of even a few minutes' time between classes to ask the teacher some questions that she needed answers to. And she took still more tests to learn a little bit more about the things that she did best. She measured her ability to be both quick and accurate on a clerical aptitude test. Finally, in an interview, Joan and her teacher talked together about Joan's interests, her abilities, her school record, her plans for the future. The teacher urged Joan to think her entire problem over and to talk about it with her parents so that together they might make the all-important decision. Parents, including Joan's mother, visited the school in groups so that they might learn more about the high schools. Together, they learned about the offerings of the various schools. As Joan sees the fashion displays, she thinks ahead to the possibilities of the cooperative course in which she could both earn and learn during her third and fourth high school years. There were so many things that Joan wanted that she felt earning money was important. When all things had been considered, Joan and her family felt confident that she was choosing wisely as she applied for a cooperative course leading to secretarial work. She had shown an interest in clerical things. Her marks in language arts were good, and her attractive appearance all indicated. Finally, both she and her family felt that she needed to earn her own way as soon as possible so that she would be able to she learned. Eileen had admired her friend Joan all through school and had felt that she would follow Joan's footsteps through high school too, but had discovered during this long period of guidance that her real interests and abilities indicated that she had special qualifications for service to others, plus a deep interest in the health sciences. For her, the choice narrowed down to an exploratory first year at the local vocational high school with a view to a possible career in practical nursing. She knew that she would miss Joan very much, but she knew that she would make new friends as Joan would. They both knew that they could still see together their new interests and their new friends. These boys and girls have made their decisions, and they're confident about them on this, their graduation day. Hopes, fears, all are merged in the happy glow of a job well done. The future lies ahead. Millie and Betty will be beauticians. Andy loves tools and is going to a general vocational high school. John is following in his father's footsteps and will enter the special school for printing. Now there are Elsa, Mike, and Irma, who look forward to continuing their schooling together at the same neighborhood academic school. Nowhere else does a boy or girl have the educational opportunities which are available in New York City. To choose a high school wisely is and yet the student's future depends to a great extent upon this choice. With the assistance and encouragement of parents, teachers, principals, and guidance personnel, and the interest